CliffCentral.com.
To my heart, to now I feel I'm wild. When I'm done, I never give it up at all. No. Man, I can stand up, remember you started a long time ago. When I sip, it's difficult at all. And if they got a problem, let them know.
I guess it's time to move on.
Why? When I'm done, I never give it up at all. Man, I can stand up, remember you started a long time ago. When I sip, it's difficult at all. And if they got a problem, let them know. Let them know.
Stand as tall as time, cause these skies bear witness to how mere dust can rise to meet God in the air. There lies your story, from grime to glory. Struggles turn scripture inscribed into your spine to remind your backbone of what you've always known. The ground is not your home. Straighten up and fly right, endure and keep on. You are the celebration. Never a funeral march or swan song. This 808 of your heartbeat only triumph from war. March on till life hands you an applause for the curse and the cause, for the fight and the flaw, for the sleepless nights of dreams that dance victory to your door. Keep resilience at your core and a church in your palms. You're the future that is fashioned from fight and freedom song. Stay low, keep firing, and it won't be too long if you endure. Mary Swag Delivery.
God body.
Well, I hope that reason's coming in. Flex says he can't get hold of the management. You know, sometimes these people, these rappers especially, they forget.
Oh my God, I'm asking for more, cause I just...
But we do have Karen and Stain popping by with 67 blankets. We've got some games and fun on the way too. So hang around for that. That's going to be good. By the way, you know that there was this 16-year-old girl. This is a really interesting story. 16-year-old girl who found a 500-gram bar of gold in a lake. Did you hear about this?
No.
Mm-hmm. It happened in the Königssee Lake, which is a popular tourist destination in southern Germany. And she was just swimming around in the lake, and she found a 17.6-ounce bar of gold. It's worth 11,500 pounds, so 7 million rand.
Yeah. Okay, good one.
And she's been allowed to keep it. Ooh. That's nice.
Yeah, well, I mean, who would she have to hand it over to?
A bar of gold. So, of course, everybody's going to go to this lake now and start looking for gold. Because if there's one bar, there might be more.
Yeah.
Right? Somebody pass me the ammo. I'm ready to anyway, there's Reason and HP and Nova with Endurance. It's going to be a pretty busy morning for us this morning. We'll let you know about Reason, whether he's popping in later on. But Carolyn Stain is coming in. Of course, she's been on the show before to talk about 67 blankets. And this morning, we'll find out how all of that is going. We'll also check in with Brendan Greeley, who is the producer of a song that they've put together for 67 blankets. So let's talk to them. Let's find out how things are going there. We need to break some world records. We need to get behind this. And if you haven't already found out everything you need to know about 67 blankets, you're in luck, because this morning, Carolyn's going to tell us all about it. Hey, Brendan, nice to see you.
Thanks, nice to be here.
Yeah, and I heard the song. I got a little sneak preview the other day.
Oh, good.
And it's fantastic.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, well done. You've got some amazing people involved here. Timothy Molloy, Proverb, PJ Powers. It's a powerful combo of people.
And there are two other versions.
Oh yeah, tell me about those.
Well, the second one is Nate Butler.
Uh-huh.
He's from The Voice. He's
That's
one of the
right.
coaches, and
Blaze
Johnson,
Karen,
who was with Team Adam Levine.
Oh wow!
So they put a whole new version together with Tim Molloy.
Nice.
Yeah, it's lovely.
International collaboration.
Exactly, exactly. All done at Neil Solomon Studios here in Norwood. And then the third one that we're putting together now. There's a slide. You've got a snippet of it.
Mm-hmm.
Is with Ella, my daughter, 12-year-old daughter, who wrote most of the lyrics with
my goddaughter.
Oh wow! Is that how you got involved? But now, Brendan, you've been involved in quite a lot of interesting stuff. Of the year. So it's nice to see you. We got to catch up on what you've been up to.
Right, lovely
all
to be here.
All that other stuff.
Yes, absolutely.
First of all, Carolyn, nice to see you. You are busy crocheting as we speak.
I have to.
You can't stop.
We have a world record to break, Gareth, I need your help. I brought your wool. It's in the bag there. A lot of wool. I need you to crochet.
I'll tell you what. I think that Ben could learn to be quite good at this crocheting thing.
Do you really think that, Gareth?
Yes, I really do.
Wow, so do I, actually.
Ben, let me tell you something. That I spend a lot of time in jail these days. I think you know that.
That's not because you're a criminal.
No, but I must tell you, it is very difficult to get into jail unless you do something wrong. So yeah, I'm so proud of the fact that 67 Blankets has gone into all correctional facilities around South Africa.
This is quite a difficult thing to achieve. I mean, correctional services, they have to be careful who they let in. And of course, they have to be extra careful about who they let out.
Yeah.
But you've got prisoners involved in this. It's very therapeutic for them. They get to contribute to something good.
Absolutely. And it gives them a sense of industry. And that is the most important thing. When I first went to Zondervatte Maximum Security Prison, there are guys sitting around all day long on white buckets.
Nothing to do.
Nothing to do. Mm. And this has given them such a sense of purpose, a reason to get out of bed, well, you know, and to feel that they're part of something greater, doing something in the name of the greatest prisoner of them all, Nelson Mandela.
Well,
so, Ben, you're sitting there, and I've got your woolen needles.
Right.
There are lots of guys. The majority of people in correctional centers are guys, and the majority of people making blankets in prison are guys.
Yeah. It's not in any way going to deter anyone from their manhood.
Not at all. And some of them have got tattoos, you know.
There we go.
There we go.
Tough guys. Some of these people have killed people, Ben, and they still have time for crochet.
I'm just fascinated with your... What is that orange thing that you've
got?
Hook.
It's called a hook.
A very
you
big
can call
crochet
me a happy
hook.
Hooker, all right?
All right, so Carolyn, the 67 blankets idea. This whole thing started, and let's just recap for a lot of people who might not be on the page. This started as an idea you had a while ago to make a difference. And it came about 67, of course, is to do with Madiba, right?
That's right. Madiba gave 67 years of his life to fighting for freedom and service to the country.
Right.
And hence, every year on the 18th of July, his birthday, people are encouraged to give 67 minutes of their day doing something good for someone less fortunate. We make every day a Mandela Day by crocheting one stitch at a time, making blankets for people less fortunate than ourselves. We consider blankets as being, you know, something everybody has. But I've gone into townships, I've gone into squatter camps. Not everybody has a blanket. There are many people out there with no blanket. They sleep on newspapers, wrapped in newspapers. It is quite atrocious.
And obviously, for a lot of people, this is also something that they can, even if they have lots of blankets, they can get involved in and they can help other people. But essentially, you're also breaking records here. How many blankets have you been able to make?
You know, I would say...
Have you managed to count them?
In two, we do. We've got a tracking system. We've got a CRM system given to us by AdvanceNet, a company. Mm-hmm. It is incredible. We tag every single blanket we receive.
By the way, some of these blankets are magnificent works of art.
Absolutely incredible. And we can track who's made the blanket and who receives the blanket. So we're very organized. I mean, we're running like a company.
Right.
And really, to begin with, Gareth, as you know, it was a challenge presented to me by Zelda Lekransi, Mandela's assistant, to make 67 blankets by Mandela Day 2014.
So, of course, you completely overreacted and made thousands.
That's right. Over 20,000 so far. Isn't that just extraordinary?
It's amazing.
It is.
And I've been to your house and I've seen the boxes of wool in your garage.
Yes.
That take up the space of most people's houses, just boxes and boxes of wool.
It's a good thing we've got a big garage.
Very good thing.
I told my husband we might have to move the cars out.
Now there are some very expensive cars there. I'm sure he didn't take kindly to that.
No, he's actually okay. You know, he's been so supportive.
he's prepared to park his cars in the rain.
I think so. You know what? Cars can dry, and blankets, it takes a lot longer. And, you know, talking about, generosity and goodwill.
Yeah.
I got a call some months ago. You know, I don't want to take calls anymore because everybody wants wool. The calls are, Carolyn, we need more wool. We need more wool.
So there's huge demand to make these blankets.
Absolutely.
People
so
want
many
to get
people
involved.
Who have the will who do not have the wool.
Mm-hmm.
And so this call was about, we want to give you 3 million rands worth of wool, which turned out, because I went to say thank you to the people, that they want to remain anonymous. I mean, how's that for real generosity and good wool? Turned out to be a 14 million rands donation of wool. It's just extraordinary. I mean, boxes and boxes. You saw the boxes.
Yeah,
We've distributed around South Africa to our ambassadors for 67 blankets all around South Africa. We've distributed to many prisons around the country. And we do have a world record to go for, because I have to tell you that April 21 last year, we beat the world record for the largest crochet blanket in the world.
You put it out at the Union Buildings.
At the Union Buildings. Yeah. It was the most extraordinary photograph, as far as the eye can see in every direction, around the statue of Madiba. Mm-hmm. Blankets for Africa. And then, last Sunday, I go onto Facebook, and these women in India have beaten our record, not by a bit, but by a mile or 10.
What's the record we set?
We only sewed together the one strip at Mandela's feet. We didn't sew them all together because, you know, there's the different levels at the Union Buildings. And our blanket measured 3,377 square meters. Theirs. And then I thought, okay, so let's go to Drakenstein Prison in the Western Cape. There's
that
a statue
Madiba,
of Mandela.
Yeah,
that's where he was
last
released.
Prison, right? Yeah,
absolutely.
Exactly.
There's a statue of him there. We'll put blankets around there. And with the help of the prisoners around South Africa, we'll create a blanket measuring 6,700 square meters.
Almost
nice number.
Almost double.
Double, right. Okay, so Sunday, I go onto Facebook and I see these ladies in India have made a blanket measuring 148 square meters.
That's
Gareth, we need help. We've got to win the World Cup.
This is bullshit.
It is.
I'll tell you why. This is bullshit because they're using child labor.
Gareth, you're going to get into trouble again.
This is unfair. I'm speaking to the Indian people now. People of India, we're on to you. I know what you're doing. You have an enormous population of people, which is unfair, first of all. We're just South Africa. We've got, a 20th of your population size. And we don't let our children work before they turn 16. Whereas in your country, 7 years old, they're in the coal mine or they're knitting a blanket. How dare you? How dare you challenge us? This was our idea. You can't steal our idea.
Exactly. And you know, they went all out to steal our idea. In all the press releases, it says, you know, we want to beat South Africa's record.
Well, I'm furious.
And those children, they're put to work. I mean, my goodness me.
So you're admitting it is children.
It's children.
Damn right. Unacceptable. All right. What we need to know, though, is how we can get involved, because anybody can do this. You don't have to be a professional. You don't have to be some gogo who's been crocheting your whole life long. You only learned to do this a short while ago.
Actually, I learned when I was at school.
Oh, and wow. I've actually industrious. I'm sorry. I take that back. Was that insulting?
You know, I went to JP High School for Girls.
Right.
And JP Girls last year at the world record, they made 695 blankets. Extraordinary. And they have now come to the party. They phoned me the other day to say, we're rising to the challenge. We are going to make 670 blankets for our Wool Cup. And you know, these World Cups, how many players in a team? 11 or 15 or something?
Yeah.
With this Wool Cup, everyone in South Africa can be a player.
Is there a required size for each blanket, or can you make it as big as you want?
You know what? Single bed size blanket makes the most sense, which is 140 by 180 centimeters.
Can you use any kind of wool you like?
Any kind of wool, any color, any pattern, as long as it makes someone warmer. Mm-hmm. That's the end product. You know, people say, you know, so you're going for a world record. It is about a world record, but if we get people excited about making blankets, you know, how many more people will be kept warmer in the winters?
Absolutely.
So I find that that is just the most incredible thing. When people get together, they rally.
All right.
People from all walks of life come together.
Let's just get to the practical side of this, because people need to know, when you get crocheting, and you could do this while you're watching TV and when, you know, while there's stuff going on. It's one of those things that you can do while you're busy with other things.
Absolutely.
And it's just, it keeps your hands busy and it's amazing. You before you know it, you've made a blanket. Now, let's imagine that there are a lot of people listening to us right now who want to do this. They have to still be a part of 67 blankets to make it count. You can't just knit a blanket, put it in your child's bed. That's not going to help anybody.
No, it's not going to help anybody.
Right.
I mean, if you can make a blanket for your child, I mean, make one for your child, make one for another child who doesn't have.
Right. Stop being so selfish.
Exactly.
So what do we need to do? Do we need to register somewhere? Do we need to submit kind of forms? How complicated
is it? You know what? It is so easy. And social media is what has been driving this entire thing. We are on Facebook at 67 Blankets for Nelson Mandela Day, South Africa, because we're all around the world. Mm-hmm. You can like our page. And it's very interactive on the Facebook group, 67 Blankets for Nelson Mandela Day. Mm-hmm. You see what's happening. The events listed. You can go to events. You can join knit-a-thons. And there's so much going on all around the country, in parks, in restaurants.
Now, you've got prisoners involved, which is great, because prisoners, you know, as you say, they need to feel like they're contributing to it, doing something industrious, doing something useful, which is terrific, rather than sitting on white buckets in prisons, raping each other and carrying on. Mm-hmm. So stop it. Just go make a blanket.
Just make a blanket.
And now, the next thing to do is to get the politicians to stop putting their hand in the till and instead get their hands making blankets.
Yeah, and you know, a way to keep awake in Parliament is like, you know, knit a blanket. Actually, crochet rather goes faster.
Right.
And we're going for the largest crochet blanket in the world.
Now, I need to know, honestly, and don't lie to us here, because I know you're a very honest person. You're not going to pull the wool over my eyes. Is your husband sick and tired of bumping into piles of blankets all over his house? Because they are everywhere. How many blankets are you in your own house?
Do you want honesty?
Waiting for distribution. He must be annoyed because he walks around this beautiful house that he's built and he has to bump into your huge towers of blankets all over.
Okay, well, Brendan spends a lot of time with us in our house. What do you think, Brendan?
I think he's a supporter. He's fine with it. He's fine with it.
You sure?
And most of it is kept in the garage, so it's kept out of the way, so he won't be tripping over blankets upstairs in the house. So I think.
Tell me about some of the more extraordinary ones that we've seen.
Can I just come in with one at Zornavata? We were there just before Christmas, and I was chatting to an armed robber.
Yeah.
And he had stopped crocheting, and I went up to him and I said, "What's happening? Why have you stopped crocheting?" Mm-hmm. He says, "I haven't got the right color."
So I haven't got the right color. Look for him?
No. He said it's in the storeroom somewhere, and this, and he had half a blanket, and he was refusing to carry on because it wouldn't match, and he had worked out the colors he wanted. It was absolutely amazing.
Some of the extraordinary blankets, obviously the Mandela blanket.
Beautiful. It's a portrait of him.
Fisher Girls in Cape Town, they are amazing. They've made quite a few, and they're doing something spectacular for Drakenstein Prison on April 22, when we're going to go for this wool cup. Mm-hmm. We need blankets by April 1, by the way, listeners.
That gives us a month and a half.
Absolutely. But it's quick. You know, if you crochet and if you go for thick wool like this, you can make a blanket in 6 hours. If you go for ordinary wool, it might take a few weeks. But that's okay.
6 hours.
6 hours. With this, look how thick this needle is, how thick
fantastic.
This wool is. So, what was the question?
Some of these blankets are really, really beautiful.
And then, of course, at Zondervater Prison, they've made some blankets that are meant for particular people. Like, you know, Josina Michelle was abused by her boyfriend and she lost the sight in her eye. The guys have made her a blanket for her and Grasa Michelle, you know, with their names on, and it's done so exquisitely. They've also made a blanket, and maybe you can help me here, Gareth. The family of Emmanuel Sithole, the guy that was the victim of xenophobic violence.
Yes.
They've made a blanket particularly for him, and I've been trying to, not for him, for his family, been trying to track them down.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
I'm sure how
to do that.
We'll try and figure it out. I'm sure that we can find someone who knows.
It's extraordinary. It's a beautiful blanket.
Are we going to do a special State of the Nation blanket? Pay back the money blanket, maybe? No?
Look, I'm not going to get into that. If you want to make that blanket, you can make that blanket, Gareth.
Let's wait for Thursday.
Sia, can you crochet?
I cannot.
You can't?
No.
No. Do you want to learn?
I should. You know, just
you
as
must,
a forewarning,
you must.
I have two left feet, which probably means I have two left fingers, two left thumbs, if there ever was a term. But you know what? I'll try. I'll try my best.
I'll give you a lesson after this.
Okay, I'll take you on.
I still feel that Sia can learn very quickly. I think Ben is also going to be
I think he's already started.
A convert to this. He's got a big ball of wool in front of him right now. He doesn't know what to do with it. He's looking like his cat. I'm not even going to try and persuade Flex to do this. I don't think he knows where to start. You want to try? Where are you, Flex? Hang on, let me just see if I can get you on here. For some reason, your microphone's gone dead.
And we've all obviously got to make one, and then we compare and we laugh at the one who's the worst. That's how things work, right?
Yeah.
I think it's actually also a good form of exercise. Think about it. Instead of just sitting still watching TV, you're actually now burning energy. Can lose some calories.
Not a lot, but yeah.
That's a bit of an upside. I mean, look at my hands.
And this hasn't affected adversely your ability to hold a pen or anything else.
No. It's good exercise, as Mike said.
All right. Well, listen. This is terrific. If people want to get involved, go and like the Facebook page. Start crocheting. If you need some wool, you know, Karen's got heaps and heaps of the stuff, but you should be able to find some pretty easily. I mean, for God's sake, I don't hear about shortages of wool anywhere. Do you?
No, there is a shortage of wool. I mean, we've got so much, and then it's going to run out, and we need to become sustainable. So, you know, anybody who wants to donate wool, please.
Oh,
our
more.
Website, we do. We really do. Our website, we've handed out most of the wool.
Mm-hmm.
Our website is www.67blankets.co.za.
The
number
67?
Number 67.
And you did just pass a milestone a week and a half ago.
Yes, we did. We celebrated our second birthday.
Very good.
At the Nelson Mandela Foundation, and we launched our new song, our anthem, our 67 Blankets anthem. Our minister, Fikile Mbalula, was there. He's been so supportive.
Oh.
Because it is recreation as well, you know?
Well, sure. He's not a fan of mine.
Not?
So, yeah, no.
We'll change that.
Well, if anyone can, it's you.
Okay, I'll do that.
Right, let's see, and maybe we'll even get to break bread over a table with each other and one day end up friends.
We will do that.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Yes.
Aren't you tired of talking like that about wool instead of will?
Records at stake here.
Yeah.
Do you know how many people don't say will?
They say
Everybody
wool.
Goes, I will see you.
Well, you used to be a performer, so you know all about acting and enunciation and all the rest of it.
And you know all about accents. I mean, you did that incredible... Right. What was it, a Romanian accent you did for me the other day? You met a guy in prison at Leerkop, who said, I've been here for 12 years.
Yes.
Where was he from?
I've been there 12 years from... I think he was from... Bulgaria or something.
Mm.
Some horrible
Well,
place.
Do it. Do the accent.
People don't need to hear it.
You're
brilliant. They get to hear me doing this stupid stuff all day. But Carolyn, really, what you're doing is exceptional. And I think that lots and lots of people are on your side on this one. We've got to break this world record. We've got to snatch it back from India. How dare they try to steal this record from us?
We're aiming for 15,000.
And most of them are just doing it because they have nothing to do, not because they want to break records or because they care about each other like we do.
They wanted to give us a bad time. They wanted to ruin my last Sunday.
Well, do you know what? They're going to learn the hard way. All they've done is spurred us on. We're going to have to beat this record. Now, which version of this song do you want me to play, Brendan?
Play the flagship. That's PJ.
All right.
Proverb and...
That's the final mix.
I think it's the third one.
Let's do this. And everybody get behind this. Go and like the Facebook page. Go to 67blankets.
67blankets.co.za.
Yes, what was that, Brent?
No, I was going to say it's going to be launched on iTunes on the 11th.
Oh, excellent.
So this is part of our... If you buy the song, it goes straight into 67blankets bank account, and we can buy wool with that.
This is terrific. Thank you so much for coming to see us this morning. And all the best with the rest of the campaign. We'll try and get our own blankets made here. I don't know how successful we'll be. They may end up more as napkins than blankets.
No. I challenge you to make 67 blankets like Zelda did to me. And I'm just me.
You know what
and
I'm going to do?
And you are Gareth Cliff.
I'm going to fly in 67 small Indian children, and I'm going to get them working on those.
If I can just say, we're trying to get between 10 and 12 versions of the same song on one album. So that's a new look at things.
Oh, and Gareth, before you do this, let me tell you our music video. Never in the world has this happened before.
Yeah.
Where a 12-year-old girl, my godchild, is going to perform with people at maximum security prison.
Yes.
Song.
Normally you'd keep children away from those places.
But I think that's quite a good statement.
And Vota Kellerman's on board as well for that version as well.
Very good.
And
he's the Grammy Award winner.
He's at the Grammys as we speak.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
For a second one this year as well.
There we go.
Nomination.
So here it is. The song is the 67 Blankets song. And we're going to play that for you now. You can also get involved in all those ways that we've just said and start crocheting now.
Now.
Get going. We need your help. We need to break these records. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thanks,
thank Karen. You, Karen.
Bobby Hooker.
All right. That is the 67 Blankets song. It will be available, as you heard, on iTunes. And any money that is gathered from all of this will go straight into the fund to buy wool. We've got to break these records. So, you know what? I love these ideas that people come up with to make a difference. It's very, very special. Every little bit helps.
Well, I have my hook. I have my wool.
Are you going to learn?
Yeah, for sure. Look, I'm terrible at stuff like this, so I'm definitely going to give it a go.
Now you see,
I'll first let Meowsers play with the wool. Yes. It'll be about 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I'll try put it all together.
Right.
It doesn't look that hard.
Well,
it's a repetitive motion, basically.
Yeah. Okay. If you can do it, Ben.
Small learned activity, and you
maybe,
repeat it.
Maybe Mubs and I will give it a try as well.
Then we will have to. So again, look, we can laugh at the person who's the worst.
Okay. I suppose I have to try as well then. Yes. I was really trying to sidestep this whole thing. I hate responsibilities.
No.
All right. It's time for a little game. Flax has worked on a quiz for us. What's the idea here? Do you have a plan?
So this quiz, imagine Barack Obama and David Cameron made a quiz together. It honestly has so much history, so much general knowledge, so much depth.
All right. I'm nervous, but let's try.
All right, put on your thinking caps.
All right, we need to get some game show music here. This is going to be... is it a political quiz or a history quiz or a what?
It's got everything. It's like a quiz stew.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right, let's go. Whenever you're ready, here is our special quiz brought to you by Professor Michael Flax this morning. What do we got?
Okay.
Hit us. And do we scream out our names? What are the rules here?
Let me get a point system. Where's my pen? Let me see if this writes. Okay.
I'll ask Sia to keep score.
Okay, cool.
Sangweni Finn, we're going to need you to keep score here, please. Oh, he's so busy hobnobbing.
So just scream out your name if you know the answer.
All right. Yeah, let's do that.
Which singer joined Mel Gibson in the movie Mad Max Beyond the Thunder?
I know. It was Tina Turner.
That is correct.
Damn you, Ben. So quick.
Vodka, Galliano, and orange juice are used to make which classic cocktail?
I know. It's a hairy nipple.
No.
Galliano's red. Vodka.
It's not a mimosa.
No.
I don't know.
It's not a margarita because that's got tequila in it. I don't know. What is it?
Have you ever heard of a Harvey Wallbanger?
Yes. Damn it. All right, next one.
Which American state is nearest to the former Soviet state?
Alaska.
Alaska, yeah.
Who gets that one?
Ben gets it. He was
Ben, point to Ben.
Mubs, we're on zero.
At which battle of 1314 did Robert and Bruce defeat the
Robert
English?
The Bruce.
Robert the Bruce.
Bannockburn.
What did you say?
Bannockburn.
That is correct.
Robert and Bruce.
Robert and Bruce.
Oh, the ice cream salesman.
Hello, I'm Robert. And my name's Bruce. And we're here to fight King Edward II.
That's who it was. All right, next question. Let's go. Keep moving. I've got one. Ben's got two. Mubs has got zero.
On TV, who did the character Lurch work for?
Adam's family.
That is correct. Jeez, Ben is killing me.
I know this stuff.
How many tentacles does a squid have?
8.
That is incorrect.
6.
Incorrect.
4.
Incorrect.
12.
Incorrect. Incorrect.
10.
That is correct.
Shit.
My buddy. That's a game of elimination. Yeah,
but let's give it to Mubs. That's fine. All right, so Mubs got 1, I got 1, Ben's got 3.
What is converted into alcohol during brewing?
Yeast.
Incorrect.
Barley.
Wheat.
I'll go
wheat.
Sugar.
Gareth is correct.
Damn it.
All right. Sorry. I thought it was yeast. Yeast the catalyst.
I'm not sure what an alcohol was.
Alcohol. It's like the vol. All right. So what's the point score at the moment? I got 2. Ben's got 3. Mubs has got 1. Next.
Which river forms the eastern section of the border between England and Scotland?
Eastern border.
Dude, who knows this?
It sounds like Reed.
No. I don't know, dude. That's a very complicated question.
The answer's Tweed.
The Tweed River.
The Tweed.
Okay. All right. Well, who knew that? Next one.
Name the two families in Romeo and Juliet.
Capulets and Montagues.
Mubs got them both.
Mubs gets that point.
All right. 1 point or two?
Only 1 point for that.
Okay.
For which fruit is the U.S. state of Georgia famous?
Which fruit?
For which fruit?
Georgia.
What are they? Peaches.
That is correct.
Wow. How did you know that?
I'm cleverer than I look.
You've got 4 points.
Yeah.
I've got two. Mubs has got two.
Usually Gareth is like winning these.
I'm not on form today. All right. Next one.
This one easy. So first one to shout out their name and then like pause before.
Okay.
In which city was Martin Luther King assassinated?
Gareth. Birmingham, Alabama.
That is incorrect.
Mabale.
Yes.
Washington.
That is incorrect.
Ben, hi.
Yeah.
Boston.
That is incorrect.
Mabale.
Yes.
New Orleans.
That is incorrect.
Oh, shit, we're going to go through every U.S. city.
Give it to us. Go on.
Memphis.
Tennessee.
Stupid Tennessee. Okay.
What is the word used to describe an animal or plant that is both male and female?
I got it, Gareth. Hermaphrodite.
That is correct.
Okay, so that's 3 points to me, 5 to Ben, and 2 to Mubs.
Now the next one counts as 2 points, and this is our final question.
All right.
In the 1963 film, The Great Escape, what names were given to the three tunnels?
Oh, dude. I don't know. what kind of a question? It's just so bizarre. You go from easy stuff like peaches in Georgia to the three tunnels in The Great Escape. Who knows? Go on, let's hear
this. A, B, and C.
Yeah. A, B, and C.
Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Oh. All right, so the final winner is Ben. Congratulations, yay, Ben. Big winner this morning. Thanks. I hate losing to Ben, but congratulations. Really, the clincher for me is peaches in Georgia.
Yeah.
Who would have known?
Well, if you watch The Walking Dead.
Yeah? Would they have peach trees? I've never seen those.
And Archer.
Mm-hmm.
The show always ends with Mead in Georgia, and there's a picture of peach.
Oh, good for you!
Is that how you knew?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, however you came upon this information, that's interesting. All right, I got that important email I want to read. I mentioned earlier that Andre had sent me an email. It's a lengthy email, but this will be worthwhile. So here he says, if you have time to read it, I believe this is the best way I can think of structuring my feedback efficiently. So are you ready for some feedback? He says, first of all, I've been listening to you guys for just short of a year now, and let me firstly say that what you're doing is awesome. I didn't get what you were doing at first, and hence I didn't even try to listen. When eventually I did listen, I was hooked immediately. I listen every day, and I only ever switch over to FM radio for Robert Marawa's soccer show at 6 p.m. Well, that's after we're off the air, so we don't mind. You won't even miss Ari then. I also listened to you speaking about how sad normal FM radio is, and at the time I thought you were just being bitter about it. But 1 year in, I tuned into FM radio this weekend because I was driving to Pretoria for a soccer game and I didn't bring any CDs or podcasts. That FM experience really shocked me because I've become so used to listening to the content on cliffcentral.com and I hadn't realized how progressive it is. In fact, the FM experience prompted me to write this email to you. So, are you ready, Mubs?
Mm-hmm.
Some info about me, just so you can have an idea of who I am. I'm 32 years old. I'm colored. I'm in a corporate job in compensation management. Huge music fan, huge soccer fan, extremely cynical and open-minded. Some insight on my favorite shows. So he loves our show, Mubs, this show in the mornings. Says the format and the contributors are amazing. You have the right mix of characters. It really is entertaining. I think Mabale compliments you really well. There we go. Compliments for Mabale. Find that I manage to get along and get insight into finance, sport, current affairs, etc. without the painful task of listening to it on conventional FM radio. The random discussions about everything is really a very refreshing thing, and the sound effects are very cool too. Makes it fun to listen to the news, especially when people are being attacked by animals. Then he gives some feedback on TG Squared, on the Unview. Big fan of TG Squared, big fan of the Unview. He's gone into every show, my buddy.
Sure.
And says here about Follow the Bounce. That's you, Ben.
Hello.
Even though Ben is not as passionate about soccer as I am, I'm still able to get my soccer dose from Robert Marawa. So Ben's show gives me amazing insight into cricket, rugby, and golf, which, by the way, you will not find on any other sportscast. Ben is very passionate about sport, and it comes through in the way that he dishes out the content. And I really hope that this is helpful and these insights help you.
Very much so. Thank you.
There we go. That's from Andre. So let's give Andre a round of applause for taking the trouble to give us some feedback. And Andre, we're very happy. If we're making you happy, then everybody gets their job done and everything works. Don't forget, you can go along to cliffcentral.com to win a dream date with Colcacchio Pizzeria. Go in there, and it's Valentine's Day on Sunday. You need to have a plan. Everybody needs to have some kind of plan. If there's someone special or there's someone that you want in your life that maybe isn't in there yet, this is how you're going to do it. Go to cliffcentral.com, the home screen, scroll down a little bit, you'll find the competition page. Enter there, and we will put you on the air to win a dream date with Colcacchio Pizzeria. You need to do it ASAP. Is that right, Flex? Did I leave anything out?
Just if you want to win, you've got to come up with the worst date you've ever been on. Because there are some people that have been on some disastrous dates. Some people went on a date with a girlfriend and got broken up on the date.
Lickety split.
That's right. All right, here's another email. This one is a bit more confusing. This is from Astrid, who's written it to Michael. Please correct me or inform me what a producer like you does on a show on cliffcentral.com. Am I wrong to assume you're in charge of the show or who appears on the show? I just need to request a little time on air. Obviously not with Gareth, as I'd hoped, because he hosts with Jen Sue. What? This woman doesn't like... Let me get to the gist of this. This woman does not like Jen Sue. She thinks that Jen Sue does everything. And she wants to know why Jen Sue doesn't give some of her many jobs to someone else to do.
Because Jen Sue gets her jobs because they get offered to Jen Sue.
Yeah, it's Jen Sue work for Jen Sue.
It's not like she's tendering for a government contract.
If Jen Sue's on your TV, it's because the channel wanted Jen Sue.
Yeah, she's not packing bags at ShopRite.
So I don't know what you want from us here, Astrid, but there we go. She says... then she complains about Shona and Connie Ferguson. Shona and Connie Ferguson. They do everything. They produce, they star, and their company, Ferguson Film, produces the series, and Connie Ferguson stars in Generations. Good gosh, talk about gluttony. Damn. Well, all I asked of from you is a chance to be on air. So clearly Astrid thinks she's got some kind of talent that we have not yet discovered.
Astrid, we haven't got any time because Jen Sue's actually starting a new feature this week. It's called Reading Emails from Listeners.
Yes.
Catch it next week, Tuesday.
In fact, you know what? Seriously, Astrid, if you want to, what we'll do is we'll forward all the complaint emails to you and you can read them in a voice note and we'll play them out. That could be your new role. I'm looking for someone to do that. I need someone with a very boring voice, someone who sounds irritating and annoying. And it seems that you have those characteristics, just judging from your email. Clearly, Jen Sue, she says again, has too many other jobs, and she's also employed at Cliff Central. I could be the person that you need. But no, Jen Sue, she says.
Damn this Jen Sue.
Gluttony galore. And then she gives her mobile number and says, if your answer is that I should go to RSG or Radio 2000, then F you. So she's very aggressive as well. So Astrid, thank you so much for your email this morning. I really appreciate the fact that you wrote to us. It's important that we get all this feedback. Mate.
Can you imagine Jen Sue gets a program on RS here? She will actually explode. Astrid will explode.
I think it would be great for Astrid. I certainly don't know that we've got a space for her, except if she's going to read the complaint emails here. And this comes in from Aniki, who says, hey, Gareth, you deserve an Oscar for your letter to government. Now, this thing seems to be doing the rounds every couple of months. I wrote that thing back in 2010. That letter to government. It's old already. Seemingly, it still hits a note with some people. She says, it is brilliant. I couldn't say it better. I'm just a normal middle-class senior citizen, not really into politics. I would vote for you. Well, luckily for you and for me, I'm not standing for any office. There should be more people like you to voice concerns that people like me can't put into words. Brilliant. Thank you very much, Aniki. So we got yours. This is from Bronwyn. She says, I'm wondering, When will you have a show about social entrepreneurship and the social economy? I love the finance shows and the entrepreneurship talks, etc., etc., but I'm dying to hear a conversation among intelligent and realistic people, just like you guys, about the social economy. Germany is one after all. So it's not so far-fetched an idea. So Bronwyn, all I can tell you is there's such a variety of stuff here already. You know, today alone we've got Bulilani Balabala and Deborah Mafodi. They're doing 360 Biz this afternoon, and they often refer to the social economy. I know that Brent Lindekew talks about it quite often in The Good Stuff, because there is something that we could be very proud of there in respect of some of the things that we do. We just had Carolyn Stain on talking about what she's doing with 67 Blankets. While it isn't necessarily a for-profit business, it's a business. It's an industry. There's something going on there that contributes in a big way to the social economy. And in case you you never heard it, when he was on here for two or three shows, specials, DJ Sbu, who's probably the most well-known guy in the social economy, is a regular contributor here as well. So go and listen to those podcasts too. And all I can tell you is we're just scratching the surface.
You know, a few days ago, DJ Sbu was in traffic selling his Mo Fire drink.
You know how much I respect that?
In traffic.
People will throw shade and people will say horrible things about him. And a lot of people want him. I don't know what it is in this country that people want to see other people fail. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Here's this guy. He is trying to get this drink of his off the ground. He started it all himself. He's self-financing. He's put a huge amount of work and time and trouble and effort into this. He's marketed it left, right, and center. He's even prepared to get off his backside and go and stand in traffic to sell Mo Fire. And there are just a whole bunch of naysayers and people who want him to fail. I hope he succeeds really, really well. And I hope he proves all of those people wrong. And when DJ Sbu is a multimillionaire one day, then I will be the first to say, I told you this guy was going to be something. He already is something. But I mean, he doesn't need my say-so. I just have respect for a guy who's going to put his pride in his pocket and go and stand in traffic. Would you?
Yeah, it's a very good point, Gareth. 98% of people wouldn't.
No, and 98% of people will bitch and complain about how the world is all against them and it's so hard and blah, 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 blah. And everything's about them, them, them. Here's this guy out there doing this stuff, trying to make this business work, and he's employing a whole bunch of people, and he's involved in massive entrepreneurship drives. He hosts these Sunday sessions, which are tremendously popular, and he's spreading a good word about what can be done in this country. So good for DJ Sbu. And Mabs, I'm pleased you brought that up, because it was something that was on my mind when I saw the tweets and the Instagram updates. Do you follow him?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. He's a good guy to follow. By the way, is there anyone worth following? Ben, we don't do man lines anymore. Is there anyone worth following that I'm missing out on at the moment?
Gareth, I'll tell you tomorrow. I'm actually, well, look, it depends what you want. I mean, what are you looking for?
You know, something different. A bit bored.
Well,
on social media at the moment.
Look, when it comes to Instagram, 9gag are still the champions.
Yeah, they are.
It's just brilliant. It's just funny. It's great all the time. The Chive's also pretty good.
The
if you
what?
Like the Chive.
Uh-huh.
If you like snazzy, glitzy things, Arab Money Official.
Arab Money Official.
Give a look. Have a look at all that.
Is that where they have like silver-plated cars and that
yes,
kind of thing?
Yes, like guys have actual Batmobiles. Mm. It's pretty interesting. No, really, it's just excess like you can't believe. Arab Money Official.
All right, we've got to clear out of here because Timothy Maurice is coming on next, and he's got a brilliant show lined up for you on Unbranded this morning, but we'll get to that in a second. We've also got the unnews to get to. Today's the big day for the president in the Constitutional Court. He might not be there in person, but his legal team will be, and you need to be paying attention to this. We'll obviously keep our eye on it as well, and you can listen to more in the Daily Maverick show later on today. There is so much on cliffcentral.com to keep you amused. I hope you have an excellent Tuesday with us. We will see you tomorrow. I'll be on the show, but I won't be here with Mubs and Ben and company because we've got Idols again. I've got to do auditions in Pretoria tomorrow, but I'll be here tomorrow morning to start your day with you. So make sure you don't miss that either. The latest Stellenbosch blackface drama has taken color tension to a whole new level in South Africa. The students suspended went to a party covered in purple paint, but this did not stop the outrage from flowing. Failing to calm down
As the student was actual purple face and not blackface, outraged people are instead going on the offensive and attacking other purple characters. Barney the Dinosaur has been hardest hit, and members of the ANC Youth League say that Barney oppressed them during their childhoods and must pay for his role in spreading racism. Also, Lala, Tinky Winky, Dipsy, and Poe are being prosecuted for being painted in various colors as well. So we'll keep an eye on that. Today, the EFF and the DA finally get their day at the Constitutional Court to get Jacob Zuma to pay back the money. Zuma naturally has lawyered up for the occasion and stuck to his strict white-only policy when employing lawyers. A source close to the president said that when you want to steal vast sums of money from a country, white people are the best at this, so you need to get them on your side when you're trying to do it yourself. And finally, a wild leopard yesterday visited a rural school in India and caused a huge commotion. Six locals were attacked by the leopard, according to reports, but the leopard tells a different story. The spotted cat claims to have been at the school to find out how Chris Morris got over $1 million to play in the IPL, but isn't even a first choice to play for the Proteas. A good question. Nobody could give the leopard an answer, so he naturally got more and more frustrated before retreating into the forest to go and watch highlights of the Super Bowl. Poor cat. That's what he's left doing. All right, we will see you tomorrow. Be good. Have an excellent day. Timothy Maurice, next. CliffCentral.com.